Hello, hello, hello. My name is LA Khalil. We bike. Episode 10 of Into the Spotlight. You already know. You know, with this type of environment, more me, more solo, more intimate, more quiet, more peaceful, rather. And more of a time to really decompress and to think about some things, and most importantly, about mental health, how I'm feeling today or how I've been feeling. How I want to feel, you know, what I want to get, what I want to accomplish, stuff like that. First off, I want to say I hope everyone's had a great weekend and a great week. I understand with the COVID thing and the COVID situation still happening in Los Angeles or the state of California planning on returning to the mask, at least indoors, rather. Some people agree with that. Some people don't. At the end of the day, my job is to make sure everyone is safe and secure. You know, my job is to make sure you can be the best that you can be mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. It's not easy for me to do. Hey, sometimes it's hard for me to be the best mentally, emotionally, physically. But I know that if you want it that bad, if you want it more than anyone, think about it. This life being the best that you can be doesn't include anyone else. Sometimes we have off days. Sometimes we have confusing interactions. Sometimes we have confusing days. Like, my heart says to do this, but I don't think it's, or I know this will work, but maybe it, you know, sometimes you just gotta let things go on its own. And however it goes, you have to live with that result and make the best of it, you know? I hope everyone's having a great week, great weekend, rather. Being safe, being secure, please. If you think it is in your best interest to get the vaccine, go for it. I'm not trying to spew any, you know, COVID conspiracy theories or COVID propaganda. I say, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it needs improvement. Continue to wear your mask, at least, you know. Over the week, a NFL superstar, NFL athlete by the name of Richard Sherman was plated. He was accused of five misdemeanors. He went to court on the charges of five misdemeanors. Says that he's been going through a lot mentally, going through a lot over the last couple of months. And I would just like to send my prayers and my well regards to him and to his family, to all athletes, African-American athletes especially. You know, we have a prominent up to stardom track star. Can't remember her name at the moment. But she's going to be missing out of the 2021 would be 2020 Olympics in Tokyo because of a substance usage, you know, that is technically not allowed in that environment, you know, the Olympics. But my love and my prayers go out to her, to the young athletes. It's gonna get hard, definitely in school. You're gonna have to figure out how to balance that, you know, balance that life of being a student athlete, not sports athlete, not athlete student athlete. Academics always comes first. You can't get to the NFL without going to college. You can't get to the NBA without going to college. Make sure you're hitting those books for real. I would like to get into myself a little bit. It's been hard, you know. I have my good days of, okay, work was good, work was fun. You know, I'm not so tired. I'm not so exhausted. And, you know, I work out and I go about my day, you know, of decompression and eating and getting ready for the next day and figuring out, you know, what to do what's the topics of the next podcast and everything, and trying to figure out how to promote that and put that out to as many people as I can. It's only been hard. Life has been hard only because of, I guess, not the past creeping up with me, but just trying to move forward, continuing to move forward from the past, trying to make a better situation with parents, trying to establish that you're no longer a child and you're no longer what you were, you are who you are. But you can't, you cannot expect, do not expect someone to value yourself and to know who you are today if they never really cared of who you were yesterday. If no one's making an effort to get to know you, if no one's making an effort to respect who you are already, do not expect them to do that in the future. And it hurts because, when it comes to family, the people that were raising you, the people that were by your side, if you're, God bless if you even have the opportunity to be around your real family, I know that's a hard thing to deal with as well, foster family or no family. I always try to make the best that I could when I was, when I was young. I didn't have a mom, consistently. I mean, I can't even say consistently, that's just trying to make it sound better than what it was. There was a point where, I was with my mom, but then my mom would drop me off at some person's house that I don't know and I never met, and I can't remember the name of, or the state that I was in, and she can't either. And so even when I was with her, I wasn't with her, and then sometimes it was months to the last time I seen her. I remember a lot. I remember, as I was going to school, I was getting ready for school. And I was, it was recently, recently my father had gained custody, full custody over me. And like Rue says from Euphoria about Jules and her father, the mom had to have done some really messed up stuff for the father to get full custody of the kid. And, I'm not interested in talking about what happened or how bad it was, but that's a pretty accurate statement. And I can remember the day of me getting ready for school and seeing my mom leave and never to return again. Never to return again. And it hurt because even at 7, I knew I wasn't going to see her again. I knew it. And I've had so many times in my life where I know this is it, this is over. And I just wouldn't say how I felt. I would never verbally acknowledge this is it. I just knew it through my heart. Yep. And I don't know why I don't ever speak or ever show how I feel. Usually I just, let it, I just wouldn't show anything. Because when, what can I really do? Nothing that I'm gonna say is ever gonna really change. Well, it's not gonna change anything. It's trying, I'm trying to move forward. I'm trying to continue to move forward in the way that I know is going to help me. But a daily hindrance is not having any stability in certain areas. Not having, I guess, the support that I think I should, or the support that I think I should have, maybe because of my situation or maybe because of who I am, you know? And it every day is like, I have to do this if I even want to continue doing this, you know? And it hurts, it exhausts me emotionally. You know, if work isn't exhausting me emotionally and physically, then something is. You know, if it's not this thing that's hurting me, it's always going to be something else, is what I'm saying. And somehow, some way, I'm able to just continue moving forward. You know, I talk to my mom, and you know, I'm thankful things were able to be progressed and everything. But sometimes I get anxious. You know, I get anxious because I want her to be the best that she can be. I want to be able to help provide. And she's gone through so much in her life, you know, that it scares me. And it scares me because, you know, I try to do what I can, and the thought of failing her hurts. The thought of failing your mother hurts. The thought of, you know, failing someone who's loved you as much as they could would hurt. And, you know, it's just the recycled emotions and events that I just put in my head. I think maybe because, you know, deep down, you know, either I don't deserve success, a successful life, or I don't deserve a happy life. You know, I can still be successful without being happy. And I can be happy, and I can, you know, what's up, how's everyone doing, smile and everything, and never be successful. And I'm thinking, you know, I've just started to think about, like, am I really able to have both? Can I be happy about being successful? And how long is that going to take? How long ever it's going to take, you know? I want you to ask yourself, what do I want more in life? Happiness or success? Figure out that one, and then target how you're going to get it and how you're going to sustain it, how you're going to keep it, you know? Because that's something I've been having to ask myself. Do I want happiness or do I want success? And if you think you can get both, split it 50-50, then congratulations and best of luck to you. How are you gonna get it? How are you gonna get both? Ask yourself that. You know, I just try to be the best I can be. You know, sometimes it's hard. It's hard being self-motivated. It really is. What is keeping you from quitting? What's stopping me from quitting is myself. I'm very stubborn. You know, when I'm told no, I can't do this. You're not going to be able to do that. That's too much. Have you ever thought about doing this? I just use it. First of all, I take it as disrespect, and I use it as fuel, because whenever anyone the slight hint of disrespect motivates me. Okay, I'll show you. You know, is it really disrespectful? No. But I use it as if it's disrespect, just so I can use it to motivate me as much as I can. Don't let people that don't Number one, if they're not already supporting you as a person, and then they're definitely not supporting your craft, don't take anything from them. Because whatever they're trying to give you, they're trying to get back. Or they're trying to get something back. And it hurts, but that's the reality of life. Definitely down here. Definitely in cities that are full of people trying to make something out of themselves. If you just continue to know yourself, understand that it's not going to happen in a day, understand that people are going to come and go. Don't get too attached to people. Don't get too attached to feelings, to certain things in life. Be able to just take it and let it go, flush it out. You'll be ready. You'll be ready. Have a good rest of your day.